I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. Higher education will continue in eastern Iowa this fall with a mix of in-person and virtual classes. Dr. Don Doucette, Chancellor of Eastern Iowa Community Colleges, expects about one-third of students to take classes face-to-face.
And then we're also offering courses on campus, especially those that require on-campus hands-on training, laboratories, things like that, but others as well, because we know that some students learn and need to learn with in-person instruction.
Students at all the Clinton, Muscatine, and Scott Community College campuses will be asked to follow CDC recommendations for COVID-19.
Our classrooms have been socially distanced 6 feet apart or more, with reduced capacity in all of those classes. All kinds of plexiglass shields for frontline staff, disinfectants and hand sanitizer all over the place. Everybody picks up a wipe on the way into a class and wipes down their desk. And we make sure that our faculty are going to be very careful about taking attendance and noting that the students wearing masks and have done that throughout the, and socially distanced throughout the period. So that if a student ever would come back to us with a report of having been positive, we would know what the conditions in that classroom were like when that report was traced back to a class.
Craig DeVries from St. Ambrose University in Davenport says classes will start on August 17th, 1 week early.
Most of our classes will be delivered in a hybrid format, which means that we're basically cutting the enrollment in half. Half of the students will take a class on a Monday in person, and then the other half will be observing online, and then the following day they'll switch places, and that will help us achieve the social distancing that we need in order to stay safe.
St. Ambrose students will be asked to commit to the Be Safe, Be Responsible promise to follow CDC guidelines.
We're negotiating through a memorandum of understanding with an area provider. We'll have testing readily available, ideally on campus. We make the available to students an opportunity to learn strictly online, to stay home, and take advantage of as many of our online offerings as they can. This is an expanding menu specific to the current situation, and we hope that the students who don't feel like they want to come on campus will take advantage of that and work to complete their degree through this rare and strange semester.
Doucette and DeVries also say enrollments at both Eastern Iowa Community Colleges and St. Ambrose University are steady to slightly higher compared to a year ago. I'm Michelle O'Neill.